This is one of the most historic decisions that have ever been made in the history of the United States. This is unprecedented that the Supreme Court went against precedent to make a decision around the privacy and the right to an abortion that will relegate abortion to the state.
The women affected by this the most need our support more than ever. It's not women like me, honestly. And I know that, and I appreciate, you know, it's other women we're out here for. We don't have the means to travel, or are so scared and alone.
When women are under attack, what do we do? When black women are under attack, what do we do? Say, what do we do?
The level of injustice happening in this country is so stark and so real that it's really upsetting to see that things like this are still happening. Like, why would something that happened 50 years ago be, why would it be repealed? It doesn't make sense. And as a person of color, as a Muslim, as an immigrant, I'm not here for it. And it's not about Abrahamic religions. It's not about what side you're on, Republican or Democrat. It's about giving people the right to be who they want to be and giving women the opportunity to live their lives in their own way.
I'm angry, I'm sad, and I'm here, and I'm disappointed that the people we've elected to do this aren't doing their jobs. I think the Democrats could have done a lot to prevent this from happening, and they frankly didn't. This should be law. Like, this should not be something that can be taken away in a Supreme Court decision. It shouldn't come down to this.
They had 54 years to enshrine this in law. We had the draft decision 3 months ago. They chose to do very little since then. And now they're expecting us to pick up the pieces and donate and vote for failed policies and failed politicians.
It shouldn't have come to this.
That are open are going to be supported, that we're going to fundraise and coordinate efforts to make sure that they stay open. We are prepared for the criminalization of people seeking abortions. We are prepared for millions of workers that are at clinics to lose their jobs. We're talking about an economic crisis, a public health crisis, like a crisis of unimaginable impact.
New York City, we are standing in solidarity. New York City, we will